Learning today, Masechta Ma'is Hasheni.
Gilui Nishmas.
We're learning Lil Nishmas Arthur Shek.
Right.
Ari Ben Hinda.
Something Hinda. Okay, Hinda.
Ma'is Hasheni, Ain Moichem Oiso, you're not allowed to sell it.
Right.
Ain Mashkinin Oiso, you're not allowed to give it as a Mashkin. Ain Machalif and Sale exchange of Loshok, they don't go away so they can negate it. All these things have Kedusha. Okay, so no sales. You know Mashkin? What's a Mashkin?
Yeah, what
well,
a Mashkin is, come on.
What does it say over here in the Rav? Over here, there's no Shalim. You can't even take the Shalim, Vishu Kodesh, Ustam, Asnissan, Krabi Meir, Doam, Maisa, Mom, Gvayahu. Okay? A Mokhmus of a Mashkin, so you can give it as a Mashkin, Vain, Machlik, and exchange it. Well, what does it mean a Mashkin? What do you mean? What do you mean?
You can't give it as a Mashkin. You can't give it.
What do you mean as a Mashkin? What does that mean?
Mashkin is, what do you call it? Is a. You know what a mashkin is?
Yeah, as collateral.
Collateral.
Right. And now to exchange. What are you going to exchange it for? Lo yom lo heiluch yayin gih barter. No bartering. Okay. V'loy you know the way connected. Fine. V'loy what else?
V'loy shalkin.
What?
Oh, you can't get something.
You can't shoklin. You can't weigh. You can't now use it as a counterbalance.
Right.
A counterbalance. The law yoyim adam l'chaver b'yushalam heiluch yayin v'sel yishavni. You can't say to the person Yishalam, here's wine and give me oil. V'chein shor kol
haperos. You said that already. Isn't that what
Barter was? So let's see. V'chein kol shor haperos. Isn't that what's over here? V'chein lo yoyim adam l'chaver b'chaver le'el ayri chutz l'yushalayim. When it said machliven is outside Yerushalayim, b'hocha kamash blondi afilu b'yushalayim, even Yerushalayim shakayim b'dam machlam mishte, even within the walls of Yerushalayim, which you purchase with its money, machlam mishte, ain't a rishai, you're not allowed
to barter.
Lahachlif. Okay? Next. Lo yamadam l'chavir l'yushalayim l'hilach yam sen l'yushalayim, l'chayim shor kol haperos, or shor kol haperos.
You can't say to a person here, to his friend in Yerushalayim, take this wine.
Right, let's exchange it.
You did that already, no?
No, so he said that this part is outside of Yerushalayim.
Right. Okay, but I'm saying.
But you can give Aval Nosim Zelzeb on the Skinam Zelzeb on the Skinam Kugoyin Shemazmin Lechol Imoy Shal Shulchanay. Okay, V'chein Shor Kol Haperos V'chein Shor Kol Haperos. Aval Nosim Zelzeb on the Skinam. But if you invite a guest. You invite a guest, you give a free gift. Next, Ma'is Behema. When it comes to animals, Behema, what's Ma'is Behema? Animals. Every tenth animal has to go. Ein moichrin oisoy tamid chai. What does that mean? You're not going to sell it as a tamim chai. So you're not going to sell it. Okay, you have 10 animals, and you're not going to sell it as a tamim, meaning there's no blemish. You have to. So what does it mean over here? In Mechon Satam Chai, the Gamrinan Gula Gula Mecha Ramim. Nem B'Maiser Lo Yigoel. Nem B'Charamim Lo Yimochev Lo Yigoel. Malhalan Mechir Imo. Afkan Mechir Imo. We want to sell it. Okay, so if you have an animal that's Maiser Behema, you want to sell it to take over the...
How do we get from Maiser Shein to Maiser Behema?
In B'Israin, Maiser. That's the Dechad of Shnais. Okay, don't ask too many questions. We have to go weiter. Maiser Behema, you have 10 animals. 10 animals, you line them up. And the 10th animal is Ma'aseh Behema. Now you want to remove its Kedusha. I want to exchange, so the way I'm going to sell it. And by selling it, then the money is going to have Kedusha, and the animal is going to be Yosel Chulin. No. Ein Moichrin Oisoy Tomim Chai. V'loi Balmum Chai V'Shochut. When it's a Balmum, you know it is when it's alive V'Shochut. You know how to do this. What do you do with the animal? What do you do with the animal? So it's over here, the animal, Elo Tomim B'chelboi V'Doma Y'Karabin Al-Gabi Mizbeach. If the animal is a Tomim, it's complete, you have to be back from the carbon. And the boss are seen by the Baal Yishalayim. Or Baal Mum. And if it's a Baal Mum, you eat it B'chol Mokoyim anywhere you want. You can sell the tam chai. We want to get to a Bukhar. But the point over here is that if it's a balmum, you're not allowed to sell it. You have to eat it. If you have an animal that's ma'aseh behema, it's the 10th animal, you have to shecht it and eat it. You shecht it, and I guess you give it to the kohen? I don't know. We don't give ma'aseh to the kohen.
No, ma'aseh behema, no.
Not. So, Tom.
What happens to it?
you just shecht it and you eat it. Period.
So what does that mean?
If the animal is a tum, you have every 10 animals, so you line them up, right? Line them up.
So if he's tum, that means there's nothing wrong with it.
So you shecht it, yeah.
Okay,
so you shecht it as a carbon meiser, behemoth. Let's say it's a blemish, it cannot go on the mizbeach. So what do you do with it? You're not going to sell it.
What's loy ba'amum chai?
If you have an animal that's meiser behemoth, they have an animal that has kedusha meiser behemoth, you are not allowed to sell it.
You're not allowed to shecht it,
No, you do shecht it. You're not allowed to sell it.
What's the first part difference? What's the
first part is a tamim. Is a tamim.
Yeah, what about that?
And if it has no blemish, you're not allowed to sell it.
You're not allowed to sell it.
Sell it.
Okay.
I'll sell it to you. You could have it. I'll have the money.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
What do you do with it instead?
I don't know.
You shecht it as a carbon meisa.
Okay.
Meisa, like a shlob carbon shlomim. Let's say the animal has a blemish. Can you offer it in the mizbeach?
I don't know.
No, of course not. What do you mean? What do you mean? Well, you don't know that? But if the animal has a blemish, you're not going to be written in the mizbeach?
Yeah,
if the animal is a balmum, can you bring a balmum on the mizbeach?
So
do you learn daf yomi?
Yes. But how does that have to do with Ein Meichon Eisrei Tamim Chai? Both of them?
Maisa behema ain meichin also tamim. If it's a tamim, you're not allowed to shechet. You're not allowed to sell it chai, even chai. You're not allowed to sell chai. V'loy bal mum. And let's say the meiser is v'loy bal mum.
And if it's a bal mum, you can't sell it also.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You
There's
can't sell
something similar to both.
Chai v'shochet. Let's see the Rav. V'hu hadin nami shochet. V'hu hadin nami shochet. Shenemar lo yigwel in nimkar. When it says chai, of course you can't sell an animal. When it's tamim, it's fat. When the animal is a balmum, you can eat wherever you want. Whatever that is.
Okay, so what's going on here?
You have a ma'aseh behemah, okay? And now, the shaila is... Ma'aseh behemah. And now, what are you going to do with it? You want to sell it. I want to sell it.
You can't sell it.
Tam chai. And of course, you also, in the Rav says, you can't sell it when it's shochet also. Who had in shochet? You can't. If I take a tom and I slaughter it, then I'm in more trouble.
Bigger trouble
because it was supposed to be offered as a carbon.
Correct.
Let's say it's a bal mum. Can it go as a carbon?
Yeah, no.
So what do you do with it?
Can I get rid of it?
How do you know? You don't have to get rid of it. You eat shecht and you eat it.
Just allowed to eat it?
You're allowed to eat it.
You can't wait till it gets a mum or something?
It did get a mum. It has a mum. But can I sell it in the open market?
I'm saying no.
No.
You can only shecht it.
Only shecht it and eat it.
So what does it say? Ein meichin ha'isai tamim chai.
If it's tamim, you're not allowed to sell it.
Vada, you can't sell it.
And also...
You have to use it for carbon.
V'lei bal mum. Let's say it has a blemish.
Can't also sell it.
Also can't sell it. Not when it's chai and not even when it's shochet.
Right.
And what do you do with it?
Eat it.
Good, next. The ain bekachin by Yesu Isha.
See, right here. She told her right here.
The ain bekachin.
None of the yama. Right here. She learned this yesterday. The ain bekachin by Yesu Isha. Oh, you can't be bekachin. You can't take mice and pay me and be
bekachin. Here's an animal.
With mice and behemoth.
Can't give the animal, give it the habachar next. Habachar, now with regard to a firstborn.
We're going back.
To a bachar, a firstborn animal. A firstborn. Bachar, you can sell a bachar when it's tam b'chai. What is over here? Why? You should the bachar, because it says, loti podeh aval nimkahu. If you have a firstborn. No, bachar, you can. Bachar, you can. That was mice and behemoth. Wake up.
Isn't mice and behemoth the same thing? No.
Mice and behemoth is every 10th animal.
Right.
You line them up. Every 10th animal. Bukhar is the firstborn animal.
Very good.
So Bukhar, Moichin, or Soy, Tamim, Bukhar. Yes, so Bukhar you're allowed to sell.
Why would I think you're not?
Why would I think that? Maybe it has Kedusha, that's sanctity. So therefore, it's a zilzal to the Bukhar to sell it. Kamashla, you're allowed to sell it. Okay? Because the Torah says, you can sell it. A Bukhar, if a Kohen receives the firstborn animal, you can sell it. Moichin, or Soy, Tamim, Bukhar. So the coin can sell it. Next, the coin can marry a woman with it. Ein mechalde mais sheni al nu nu halacha. No, ein no ein mechalde as alas mutz na Simon. A Simon is a slug. A slug. Look what it says.
Slug.
A Simon in Eretz Yisrael. Na Simon.
They don't have them anymore.
No, why not?
They use phone cards, like petrol cards.
That means Mashiach is here.
That's it.
Because it says in Chazal, "Ein mishpendoy boy ad shetichle pruta min hashok." My father always used to say, "What does it mean? It doesn't mean poverty. It means no more metal coins, no more pruta. Everything is plastic. Everything is credit cards. Everything is."
So he saw this as he saw credit cards as being a symbol of Mashiach.
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah. There's no pruta, no more dollars.
There you go.
Asimon, what is Nasimon? It's called a slug. A matbeya, a piece of metal, she'ain a love tsura.
It's not a name, she'ain a chal love, my shame, this is a buzzword tsura, I guess, of Yodecha.
Keshesh, a love tsura. Okay, next. Ain.
Where are you? Ain't a chal love, my shame.
Ella al Simon next. Ain't a chal Simon. Veloy al matbeya, she'ain a shame, yoitse, which is not in circulation. Okay, let's say it's no longer in circulation. You have coins, they're not in circulation, it was been canceled by the king. Let's say the money is in a Swiss bank account. It's not here. What's the problem? Mishnah Gimel, Okeach Behemel Lezivchei Shlomim. You go and you take an animal for Lezivchei Shlomim.
You purchase
a wild animal, Lebesar Tava. What? Chaya? I buy an exotic deer. You ever eat deer meat?
Never. Did you?
No.
But it's kosher.
Kosher. Lebesar tava for enjoyment. I bet you. Yatza ha'ar l'chulin. The R is yatza l'chulin. Av b'yishar meruba. So the R. So you buy the animal of shlamim. Yatza ar l'chulin. Af b'yishar ar meruba. Al habasa. Now what in the world does that mean? Here is the chiddush. You're buying money. What? Who paid for it? Ma'is hasheni money.
Ah.
Ma'is hasheni money. Therefore, you would think that the animal has kedusha. The whole animal has kedusha. The answer is yes, the animal has kedusha. But the hide of the animal does not have kedusha.
Okay.
So no luchal. Look here, behemel the shlamim.
Oh, you
chayel was the behem haima. So
from the ma'is.
So the R is no kedusha.
To make wallets.
Av al pi shor. Even though the R is meruba, it's a lot. Al abot. Even though there's more R than there is basar. Next, kadayayin.
Especially by a deer.
Kadayayin. Stupid. Go and I buy containers of oil, of wine, stumos that are sealed in Mokoyim. So therefore the question over here is, I buy pitchers, money of Ma'is Hasheni. Here is Ma'is Hasheni, and I buy barrels of wine. Kada yayin sisumos, it's assumed. Closed barrels. Mokoyim shadakul limachos sisumos, in a place where the minig is to sell sisumos, yotza kan l'chulim. The container, you get the refund.
The barrel
is l'chulim. That we find. Next, tu halacha. Hoegoyzim nuts. We have shakedim almonds. I buy nuts. Here's my shame.
But if it was open, you mean?
What do you mean open? Let's see what it says in the Rav. Makom yotz akankan lekulim the ain't sach lumachav lachal of dama b'kedushas ma'aser sheni zroshlam v'chanim b'legishoyim meichav v'kone yoytim the ain't istim aleim ella bebas so lachal v'diayin l'shtos av nechem mehem umin la'abit ayros yoytz l'cheres nechaz different you say it. It means where the makom is to sell sealed barrels. I guess it means where the kadiyayin are not sealed, the barrels are not sealed. They're open barrels. I guess in that instance that the barrels have to be sold and the money has to be converted into food as well. Okay, that's what it says. Mekayim shadakol limachas sisumos, the place where the derech is to sell sealed barrels. Then yotza kankan lechulin. The kankan is yotza. The kankan is yotza lechulin.
Hagoyzim
nuts. Vashkedim almonds. Yotza klip kili feyem lechulin. So the shells go in the garbage. Hatemet. What is temet? Temet is pesoilus shel anav mishnas nolim naim. Temet is pesoilus. Psilus. It's the waste product. The waste product of the grapes, which you put upon them water, and you want to suck out by soaking it in water.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't even hurt that one.
No, it hurt me. Yeah, Temed. So we're soaking the psoilus.
You're soaking the psoilus.
Actually, hechmetz.
Before it fermented, before the Temed fermented. Ad shaloi hechmetz. Okay, before it fermented. Einoi nilkach the kesef meiser. Umeshehechmetz.
Ooh.
What?
What does that mean?
Let's see. The chashiv kumoi maim, it's water. The anan binan primi primi gdili karka. You're not allowed to use maisa sheni for water. Maisa sheni must go to purchase fruit. Fruit.
Fruit or food?
Fruit. Fruit.
Not fruit, any type of food.
Any type of food, but it may not go to purchase water.
Right.
So temed has the status of mayim. And therefore, water cannot be, even though they sell it in the store, very expensive water. You know, what's it called, the D? What's it called? Fiji.
Fuji.
Fuji or Fiji? I think it's called Fiji.
Whatever it is.
You know how much costs that water? A bottle of water, $1.25, a little bottle of water. It costs more than a cup of coffee.
Wow.
And what is it?
Vasa.
I bet you if you put in the tap water, you wouldn't even know the difference. It's a great business.
Can we learn?
I'll take containers of water and fill them up and sell it for $1.25.
So temed, actually hichmetz einan nilkach bekesef meisa.
It cannot.
You can't purchase it with kesef meisa.
Why not? Because it has the status of what?
A vasa,
right?
But once it becomes
fermented,
and you can use it for
then
wine,
it's called yayin. Then it's called yayin.
Then you can mekan koine zayin.
Koine zayin.
I like that. Good news.
A person who purchases a wild animal, a person who buys an animal. So it doesn't make sense because you made a toast. Behemoth, the Bsar Taiva. I buy a behemoth, the Bsar Taiva. Lo Yot Sahar. So in this case.
You're not allowed to buy a behemoth, the Bsar Taiva?
No, you buy with Maisa Sheni. You buy a behemoth with Maisa Sheni money. Maisa Sheni money. Lo Yot Sahar. So different in other words, you buy carbon, and they would avoid bringing this carbon. Therefore, they say now it's different. Lo yotzeh ar memel lo yotzeh ar lechulin. Okay, so the R has kedusha. If I buy a chaya for shlamim, so what do I have to do with the animal? I have to redeem it. I have to redeem the animal. The animal has to be redeemed. So not only do I have to redeem the boss, I have to redeem the R. If I buy a behemoth for my sheni money, not only does the animal not only does the boss have kedusha, even the R has kedusha. R has kedusha as well. Good.
I'm not sure I got that.
Okay.
Oh, over before we said by a chaya that it did go.
No, that's where you buy. No, that was in a different case. You see, there was halakhah behemol zifreshom did the right thing. When you did the correct thing.
Right.
When you do what you're supposed to do,
then it goes to
then the R is the chulin. That's good. But when you buy a chayil for zivche shlamin, no. Or you buy a behema for besar taiva. No, then the R is lo yotza or the chulin. Next. Kadiyayim psuchois. Let's say the barrels are open, like this is the contrast we had before.
No, they were also
before with stumos. Right. This is the opposite. This is
okay, the contrast.
Let's say it's going to be psuchois oistumos. Kadiyayim psuchois oistumos.
No, but both of them are the same.
Kadiyayim psuchois
oistumos.
But in a place, mokum shtakum limokher psuchos. In a place, either or, but in the mokum, here is the difference. Here is the contrast. Here we're in a mokum where the derech is to sell psuchos.
Okay.
In a mokum, shedarkon limocher psuchos. Where the derech is to sell psuchos. Lo yotza kan lechulin. So in this case, since the derech is to sell psuchos, lo yotza kan lechulin. Let's see what the rab over here says. The rab says lo yotza kan lechulin kevan shenagulim koyayim b'loy hakanakan. Since the minig is the point over here is when the barrel is psuchos, it means you're really only selling the derech is to sell the wine without the kankan. Therefore, even if you sell it with the kankan, the barrel also has kedusha.
So the barrel shouldn't have kedusha. If it's the makam just to sell the wine.
I mean, but you, since you could have given all the money towards the purchase of the wine, but you chose not to. But in part of the money you're paying is also for the container, because therefore the container also has kedusha.
But that's not what happened here. He didn't buy it. Where does it say that he bought the?
It's a mokayim mekayim shadakol limoche psuchas. So he explains.
But where does it say that he bought the whole thing?
Because that's the case. Kadayayin psuchos.
Sumos.
I purchased wine and barrels. So therefore,
the barrels.
Because it's kade pitchers. Kade are pitchers.
But it says yayin kadayayin psuchos.
And the barrels are open. The lid is open. Or the lid is sealed.
Yeah.
We are in a makom. We are in a makom shadakli machar pesuchos. With the minig is to sell the barrels when they're open. The minig is to sell open barrels. So that is a revelation. That is a gilui. That is a revelation.
Okay,
Liyotze kankan chulin. Uminoisa kankanim nasenes lashashanim. Sali zesim sali adam, baskets of olives and baskets of grapes in Akeli. Baskets of zesim, baskets in Akeli with Akeli. What does it mean, Akeli? We need the pictures. Oh, it's a long route. What is this? I'll look, that's the next Mishnah. In Akeli loyotze ide yot loyotze dve keli lachulin. Okay, baskets
it's
is
a place. Again, it's a place where.
No, in Akeli. Keli is a utensil. With the Keli. The sali.
It's saying with. I would assume it means with the basket.
Sali zeis and sali anav im hakeli with the utensil. Lo yatsu dimei hakeli l'chulin. The keli did not go l'chulin. The keli also has kedusha.
If you put the sal with it.
The basket with the utensil
with the zeisim and the anavim
and the keli. So the keli also has kedusha.
Right.
Lo yatsu dimei hakeli l'chulin.
Right.
Okay, we have to stop here. Okay. We have to Mishnah. How many prakim are there in Ma'aseh Sheni? I have to buy dalit, so it costs me a chayin raf to buy all these things. No, I'm going to need it. Okay, only five prakim. All right, we'll do whatever we can do. We'll have to make it up.